For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Years ago, my father was very sick, and he wasn't going to get better. And I knew that his illness would progress, and it would be very, very difficult, and I wanted to do something to prepare and to be helpful. So I went and bought all these beautiful amethyst stones, and I learned how to tie a knot between each stone, you know, like stringing pearls, and I made this beautiful violet set of prayer beads for my mother. And I wrote out Psalm 91. He shall give his angels charge over you, lest you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And this psalm was so comforting. And even though I knew that my dad wasn't going to get physically better, there was something extremely comforting about thinking about these angels out in the Berkshire Hills holding him up and helping my mother. And she still has these beads and the psalm on her dresser. And I learned from Robert Alter that an Israeli scholar named Huffman calls this psalm an amulet psalm. And the idea is that because it so eloquently expresses God's providential protection, if one says it, one can obtain or feel God's guarding power. I think about this psalm in this moment of transition between the Transfiguration and the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday. Because the middle of the story of the Transfiguration is this beautiful and terrifying scene when a cloud overcomes and envelops Peter, James, and John, and Jesus, and Elijah, and Moses. And out of this cloud comes a voice, "This is my son, the chosen, listen to him." And in other versions, "This is my son, the beloved, listen to him." So it's this image of God's enveloping protection and love for his beloved son. And yet there's at the same time this knowledge that the Son of Man will be rejected by the chief priests and scribes and killed, and after the third day rise. So there's this knowledge that this beloved protected son will also be vulnerable to the violence of human beings, those wicked tenants in that terribly scary parable from Mark that kill the beloved son. And whether God allows this to happen or ordains it to happen or lets human evil have its way, we're not sure. But the beloved son is in danger. And this is good for us to think about this sin and violence as we get ready for Lent, because this is our work in Lent, to do the work of repentance, self-inspection, and some of the hard work of reconciliation and peacemaking that we have to do in this world where there's wicked tenets, when we can be wicked, and it's this hard, hard work. It's the work of realizing that good people can not live up to who they are. One of Frank and my favorite lines from Heidi Kim's talk last week was, "How could I get a C? I'm an A student. How can I do these things? I'm a good person." So this is hard, hard work of reconciliation. So remember also about this psalm that this promise that the angels will bear you up lest you cast your foot against a stone is one of the scriptures that Satan throws at Jesus to tempt him to jump off the pinnacle in Luke, to do a stunt, to wait, have the angels catch him. And he says, no, not going to do that. But also, it's one of the three questions in the temptation in Luke that actually are fulfilled by the gospel. Making the stones into bread, receiving honor and glory, and being borne up by God. Being borne up by God in the angels at another time in the gospel. So this helps us remember that when we do our work of repentance and fasting and introspection and reconciling and peacemaking with all the evil in the world, that all this is done under the wider canopy of God's protection and love for God's Son and God for us, and the fact that God will give his angels charge over the Son and give his angels charge over us, and we will be borne up lest we dash our foot against a stone. We'll be borne up in the light of the resurrection. This resurrection which casts its light over all of Lent, all of the Paschal mystery, and all of our hard work of peacemaking, reconciliation, repentance, fasting, introspection, and work. Thanks be to God.